We have a special guest with us this morning on The Morning Show, the Twin Cities' favorite son of the Emerald Isle, Kieran Folliard, founder and original owner of Kieran's Irish Pub, but more recently, founder of Two Gingers Whiskey. Good morning, and in advance, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to both of you and to all of your listeners out in current land.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Before we get into anything else, let's talk about Two Gingers. There's been so much that's happened with the brand over the past 18 months or so since it first launched. What is going on today? First of all, the brand, has it been sold? Has it been subsumed into some larger entity? How does this work?
Well, as I mentioned before we came on the air, I joke with people that when they say, oh, you sold out or whatever, I say, I blended with Beam. Basically, we were... I had a contract with the Cooley / Kilbeggan Distilling Company in Ireland, which was the only independent distillery in Ireland, doing great work. They were European Distillery of the Year for the last 4 years. A friend of mine also happens to be the master distiller, a terrific guy, Noel Sweeney. And, you know, before we officially launched out in the main market last year on January 27th of 2012, 6 days before it, Beam bought the actual distillery in Ireland. And so... you know, we were just in Minnesota and things were going very well. We're working really hard. We're covering the entire state with Two Gingers. And, you know, we're getting good traction in almost 1,000 liquor stores and over 1,200 bars and restaurants, and got great, great support. You know, obviously, it's a great product. You start with that. It's a 4-year-old Irish whiskey distilled twice. It's aged in bourbon barrels. And so, you know, as the year went on, we got a lot of requests for products from other states, particularly the bordering states, where obviously there's a lot of transfer of people back and forth. And so supporters of ours in those states kind of would say, well, let's get it over here. And I approached Beam about it. We had enough product ourselves from Minnesota. And eventually they said, you know what, let's figure out a different way to do this. And how about we buy Two Gingers and then we hire your business to launch the rest of our whiskies, the family of Kilbeggan whiskies,
okay,
which are terrific. They have the only peated Irish whiskey, Connemara, a single grain green ore, which is an 8-year-old whiskey. It's a corn whiskey, very similar to a bourbon, I guess. Tyrconnell, a single malt, and then Kilbeggan, a higher malt blend that they've got. And so we did that, and now, as I like to joke with people, we're off out launching in all these neighboring states, these dangerous places, the Dakotas and Iowa and Nebraska.
Yeah, it sounds exotic.
Oh, doesn't it? Yes. Sounds very adventurous.
Yes.
I was one of those people inquiring about it in North Dakota, in fact, when I went up for Thanksgiving and said, oh, can I get Two Gingers here? And they said, oh, no, but hopefully someday. And now it's going to happen.
Just in Fargo and Grand Forks the last couple of days.
Very good. Very good.
Kieran, can you remind us who the Two Gingers are?
It was my mother and my aunt. Mary was my mother and Delia was my aunt. And I like to also joke, you know, that they're both dead, so they can't refute anything I have to say about them. Now, the fact that they made it to 88 and 94 allows you to have a little bit of a joke about it.
Okay.
You know?
St. Patrick's Day being Sunday this year, we understand that both of the parades are going to be on Saturday. So it's kind of like a St. Patrick's Day weekend. What is your personal favorite way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day yourself?
Well, you know, that's it changes from year to year, because over the years, you know, I opened a few pubs the day before St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
And so it would be just generally chaotic the day of St. Patrick's Day. And this year we've been really extraordinarily busy going around. So obviously launching Two Gingers in other markets. So my general thing is I'm probably going to work as hard as I possibly can until about midnight on Saturday. And then I'm going to actually take St. Patrick's Day and just have it for myself.
Really? So you finally will get to relax on St. Patrick's
Day. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go down actually to one of my former pubs, the local, and I'm going to watch the All-Ireland Club Gaelic Football Championship live from Ireland at 9 a.m. between St. Bridget's of Roscommon, my neighboring county, and Ballymum Kickhams of Dublin.
That's what I'm going to do.
I might have a big fry and maybe a couple of pints, possibly.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Why do Americans love to bring out their inner Irish on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, sure, there's probably about 60 or 70 million of them straight away have some percentage Irish heritage. Uh-huh. That's a pretty good start.
I'd say so. Yeah.
And then they have neighbours and they have friends and they have colleagues, and all of a sudden, well, you know, the Irish, I mean, in general, I think are considered, I mean, I think we're very friendly and hospitable, etc. And it's, you know, it's a good time. It's having fun. Sometimes it gets a bit of a bad reputation because, the, you know, maybe some of the alcohol aspects of it are later in the evenings or whatever. But by and large, the entire day right across the country is very, very focused on a parade, on very on family events, on
right.
Irish music and dancing and other cultural activities, plays, poetry readings, etc. And I think, you know, it is a very inclusive type of an event. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, what age you are, what your background is. You're welcome. If you're out willing to have a good time and to participate and treat other people well, I think it's just, you know, it's a good fun day.
Exactly. You know, it is always nice to see you, Kieran. We do appreciate you coming all the way down here to our studios to chat with us.
Yeah, and my toast for the day is, because, you know, people used to say, God invented whiskey so the Irish wouldn't rule the world. Well, I have an entire I have an entirely different take on it.
Yes,
okay.
Let's raise our glasses.
All right.
Let's raise our glasses.
We are.
The Irish invented whiskey, which of course they did.
Mm-hmm.
So that they would be loved around the world.
Sláinte. Thank you very much, Kieran. Kieran Folliard, always love having him here. The original founder of many pubs around town and founder of Two Gingers Whiskey. Now branching out to the greater Midwest. It's 89.3 The Current.